is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And I'm delighted to have back in the broadcast classroom with us today, Dr. Judy Wood. Dr. Judy Wood has done two broadcasts with us. We talked about where did the towers go? We're talking about 9/11. Where did those towers go? We learned in the first two broadcasts that the towers turned to dust. A new term, dustification. And if you look at the images on the internet, you will see that the towers did go to dust. Now, Dr. Judy Wood wrote a book, a 500-page book. I would call it an encyclopedia of what happened. This is the evidence. It's the evidence of what happened, and it goes through in detail hundreds and hundreds of photographs, what happened. I'm delighted to continue this broadcast. It will probably take a total of 16 one-hour broadcasts to get through. Where did the towers go? Welcome, Dr. Judy Wood.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's always delightful having you on this broadcast classroom, Dr. Judy Wood. You know, I'm looking at your book. And by the way, class, all of the copies that I had available for sale for $40 a piece are gone. So if anyone would like a copy and you want to pick it up at the meetup, what Dr. Judy Wood has agreed to do is to autograph them. She's autographed the books and shipped them to me at my farm. And then I bring them to the meetup, and they're $40. They're $40. That includes all the costs. No additional handling, nothing like that. It's $40, and they're autographed. So I have a feeling that this is something that, if you want one, you'll treasure it for the rest of your life, and you'll want to pass it on. And I keep my copy in the studio. It's that important to me. Dr. Judy Wood, the last time we discussed the bathtub, and that's the term that you're using to describe the basement, if you will, of the towers, and how it seemed that not much damage happened to the bathtub. Why don't we start with that and then continue on about the evidence of very little damage, and then the workers. Seems like they rushed to repair a huge hole in the bathtub. Let's start with that, if that's okay with you.
It was the bathtub. Well, some people call it the slurry wall because that's how they originally made it. You know, mm-hmm. out of slurry, and then to make it, it's essentially a dike that goes around the basement because the bedrock was 70 feet. That's 7 times 10, 70 feet below the water table. So if you're going to build a tower on bedrock, it's got to be underwater. Well, unless you build this dike around it. And I call it the bathtub. A lot of people do, but initially people referred to it as the slurry wall. Mm-hmm. When the towers were destroyed, went away, there wasn't a big flood throughout Manhattan. And there would have been, you know, underground because all of the subway tunnels connect in there. On the bedrock, 70 feet below the water table, that's where the PATH train station was. Now, PATH train, that's the Port Authority Trans-Hudson, the subway. It was built in early 1900s. I think the station first opened in 1908, 1909, somewhere around there, and that was further inland, you know, right up on the shore. And when they built the towers, because the towers were now, you know, it's expanding Manhattan, they're now out in the water, they built a dike around it. They moved the Pass Train station to the bathtub. So it had to make that tight turn. If anyone's been there, they know how tight that turn is to go around. You know, know what station they're at because of how tight the cars are turning. Mm-hmm. So if two half million ton buildings slam down on it, it would surely rupture it. And if it ruptured it, you would have had a whole lot of flooding going on. And the subways are also below the water table. So it didn't flood. Now, there was some damage, but it was not damage caused from the buildings smashing down on it. It was caused by the mega cranes that came in. And, they had to bring about new rules when they quickly discovered that the walls were moving inward because of these heavy cranes sitting outside the walls, because the walls were now unsupported on the inside because there was no building inside. Mm-hmm. But the buildings themselves crashing down, supposedly crashing down, did not damage it. I'm not saying zero damage. Could have been some scratches here and there. You'd be surprised what debunkers like to claim as, you know, debunking. But there was no catastrophic damage. The bathtub was not ruptured. It didn't spring a leak. And actually, the PATH train tunnel under the Hudson, you'd think, you know, this long snaking tube parked on the base of that bedrock in the basement of the towers, you'd think that when those towers smashed down that, you know, it would shake that snake there out under the water, and it would snap or crack or something, especially if it was built in the early 1900s. And there was water down there, and they were concerned. Well, it turns out once they pumped the water out, there's no more water. Because when the bathtub was opened up, and they had all these fire hoses and rain dumping on it, it really had to drain somewhere, and it went down into the PATH train tunnel. But once they pumped it out, it stayed dry. That's rather impressive. I'm not saying zero damage, but there was no catastrophic damage. The bathtub was not ruptured, and underground of Manhattan is not flooded.
What we're learning is that you would think that there would be substantial damage to the bathtub from the building if it actually collapsed into it, if the whole weight of all stories of the World Trade Center towers collapse into the bathtub, you would see substantial damage, but the damage was very minimal. That's what you're saying. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And there's pictures of it afterwards after they cleaned out the bathtub, and you still see the original wall there with, you know, the rusty tiebacks that they, you know, when they were building it, when it had a slurry wall before it had the concrete poured in. That's on the Hudson side. And the other side is a big bathtub and there's a smaller bathtub. They're driving trucks to drive out. They're driving over the wall between the big bathtub and the small bathtub. And those damaged that wall. That was not from the destruction of the towers. Mm-hmm. So, there was damage, but it was not caused by the bathtub smashing that. Now, it did leave it unsupported because if you remove the building inside and that building was pressing against the wall, or on the other side you had dirt and water pressing against it, if you have nothing supporting on the inside, it is a predicament as they had to be careful of. But it was the buildings itself smashing down is what caused the damage. And it was kind of surprising in 2006, December 14th, I think it was, there was a meeting that some of the folks at NIST, that's the National Institute of Standards and Technology, they were having this meeting to discuss what may have happened to Building 7, because they still hadn't come up with a good story yet. And there's piping that goes underneath the Towers 1 and 2 over to Building 7, which is on the other side of Vesey Street. Some people call it Vesey. It's on the north side of it. And it goes through the bathtub wall. So you'd think if you have Towers 1 and 2 smashing down on that piping system, you'd shear off the pipes.
Sure. Or at least damage them or rupture them.
Right. And just has, it's such a shock when I heard them actually state this in this meeting, saying, well, it wasn't of any seismic significance to have caused any damage to the piping system under the towers 1 and 2 that went over to Building 7. Because they're talking about the fuel lines and so forth, that that's what caused the fire over at Building 7. But they ruled out the, quote, collapse of 1 and 2 as having damaged the piping system. It's not seismically significant to cause any damage.
Absolutely amazing.
Something wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Wood, I'd like to share with you, many years ago, I was interested in buying a farm. And on this farm, there was a basement that was dug out, but a home was never built onto this basement. So it had poured concrete walls, at least 8 to 10 inches thick, probably 10 inches thick, with rebar in it. But there was no home built on the basement foundation. So there was a basement floor, concrete walls. And as I was looking at it, the realtor said to me, "Now you can't use that basement. Even though it's in a good location, you can't use it because it's been sitting with no building on top of it, and it's damaged. The structure is damaged, even though it was only maybe 3 years old." So what we're talking about is the outside pressure exerting against the walls, pushing inward to an empty basement,
exactly,
not supported on the top, ruins it. And that's what you're talking about.
Exactly, because you don't have that cross bracing going across the top because you don't have a house on it.
Okay.
So
At this point, do we move on into the seismic impact?
Sure. That's an important thing. And I'd just like to remind people, this is not a theory. This is evidence. You know, if you're going to find out how tall somebody is, you don't start with a theory. You start with a measuring tape and go measure it. You don't need a theory. As a matter of fact, a theory is worthless in terms of determining how tall somebody is. Now, if you're going to talk about the Big Bang theory or theory of evolution, things that you cannot go back in time to go measure, or you have a working case scenario, which is the best you can come up with, but you can't go measure it. Well, we can go measure these things, what happened on 9/11. We have evidence that we can make conclusions of. We get find out every single detail, but we find plenty enough to make a conclusion. And another thing I'd like to stress is know what it is that you know, and know that everything else you don't know.
Dr. Judy Woods with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Class, if you want to go to page one of the website, USAPrepares.com. Page one, top of the page, where did the towers go? By senior USAPrepares.com instructor Judy Wood. And you can click on that. It'll take you right to our website.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Judy Wood, and she's written the encyclopedia, as I refer to it, Where Did the Towers Go? And absolutely brilliant, brilliant publication. If you're really interested in what really happened and how big the misrepresentation can be of one of the biggest events that's ever happened in this country, Where Did the Towers Go? And you can go to usapreparis.com, page one. You can click on the post about Dr. Judy Wood. You can click on that. It'll take you to her website. And if you'd like, you can order the book. Or if you'd like, you can email me that you'd like one. I'll have it shipped to me, and I'll bring it to the meetup, and you can get an autographed copy that way. It's $40. Dr. Judy Wood, we're talking about the seismic impact. Let's continue with that.
Sure. As part of that seismic impact, you would expect the windows in the buildings adjacent to the towers to be cracked. Now, if you have an earthquake, the ground shakes, the buildings around kind of shake like a parallelogram or get bounced up and down, and that puts a lot of stress on the windows. And there weren't cracks diagonally up the windows so much. There was brown holes in the window. It was strange. So we're just noticing these strange things with it. But as for the quote, impact, few people realize that January 17th, 2001, just earlier that year, there was a Midtown Manhattan earthquake, and it was approximately the same scale as what the shaking of the ground when the North Tower, Tower 1, went away. Won't say collapsed, but went away. It was approximately the same, but the comparing the two signals, they look very, very different. There's three basic types of seismic signals or seismic waves. There's the P wave, which is like, you know, snapping a rubber band. You know, you stretch it and you let go of it. It gives an impact, or like hitting a rock with a hammer. It has a direct wave that goes through the material.
Mm-hmm.
No, through the material. And then there's an S wave, which the motion is perpendicular to the line of travel of the wave. Think of a jump rope, you know, wiggling it back and forth. But it shakes the ground sideways and it, as it travels longitudinally. Then there's a surface wave. Now, if you get up off your mattress in the morning, you've been waiting down on that mattress all night. When you get up, the mattress comes back up and recovers. Or getting off the sofa, it bounces back up. That's a surface wave. It doesn't travel necessarily through the material. And it's not an S wave or a P wave. It's a surface wave. As it turns out, you know, most earthquakes have all three kinds. The Midtown Manhattan earthquake earlier that year had all three waves present in it. So we know that bedrock transmits those three kinds of waves to the recording stations, and there's quite a few recording stations in the area. But on 9/11, there was no S wave or P wave recorded in association with any of the events. There's five events. The North Tower got a hole in it, an airplane-shaped hole, and the South Tower got an airplane-shaped hole. Then the South Tower went away, the North Tower went away, and then Building 7 went away. None of those events had a corresponding S wave or P wave, only surface waves. Now think about that. Now imagine King Kong reaches over, grabs one of these towers, just chucks it up in outer space, taking that weight off the ground like you get up off of your mattress.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cause a surface wave, just removing that weight. Because you had this half-million-ton building sitting on the bedrock, now it's no longer sitting on the bedrock. And when the North Tower went away, that surface wave only lasted for 8 seconds. In a vacuum, it takes like 9.5 seconds for the something dropped from the roof to hit the ground in a vacuum. You just think we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because how can you have a building go away faster than the free fall of something dropped off the roof? Well, the only way that can happen is if the building does not slam to the ground, if it turns into dust in midair.
Dr. Judy Wood, we're talking about 9/11, and we're talking about dustification, the buildings turn to dust, and we're going through the evidence. We're going through the seismic evidence, we're going through the bathtub, and we're talking about things that did happen and things that didn't happen. You would expect more damage in the bathtub than we saw. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Imagine having an overdue ticket. And being arrested, strip searched, and put in jail for an overdue ticket. It happened in Texas. Unbelievable. Richland Hills police put a woman in jail and strip searched her for an overdue ticket. It's out of control. Absolutely out of control. So if you heard my anger in the previous hour about Pastor Aaron Brummett being arrested and put in torture handcuffs, that's where that anger comes from. We are being abused, class. Absolutely. All over the country. Dr. Judy Woods with us, and we're talking about 9/11. Where did the towers go? And Dr. Wood, you talk about the Kingdome, K-I-N-G-D-O-M-E, in Seattle, Washington. That's a structure 660 feet in diameter, and it was demolished in March of 2000, and you compare in your book that demolition, the seismic event relating to that demolition, to the World Trade Center towers, which were four times heavier.
Well, not four times. The towers were 30 times the potential energy. They're, you know, because it's whatever height that weight is centered at.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, put it at the centroid of the building, drop that weight, boom, down to the ground. The higher you hold it up and drop it, the bigger the thud is
yes.
hit with the ground with.
Yeah.
Let's compare
with you there. I'm just looking at the weight, 130,000 tons versus 500,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not so much the weight that counts, because you can put it in pancake, you know, flatness right against the ground, and it's not going to be doing much. But it's the height of it that that really counts. Yeah, and the Kingdom was like this ring of concrete that was really big, but it wasn't that tall. I think, what, 230 feet tall, something like that? This is from memory. But for comparison of how long it takes to drop a bowling ball off the roof of the towers, about 9.5 seconds, and how long it takes to drop a bowling ball off the roof of the Seattle Kingdom, and that's just under 4 seconds, like 3.9 something. So you would expect if, you know, they were similar, that the ground would shake for less time on the Kingdom, right? No, it doesn't happen that way. The ground shakes for you know, two or three times longer for the main part of the shaking. And then it goes on for almost a full minute. Now, something else about, you know, the S waves and the P waves. The P wave, the first one to arrive, the primary wave, and it's a low amplitude, high frequency. And I think we're all taught this in high school science class, that you see then this high amplitude wave come in, that's the S wave, and it arrives later because it travels more slowly through the material. And knowing the difference in the speeds with which, you know, they travel through the rock or the earth, you can tell how far away the epicenter is from your recording station. And the Seattle Kingdom, which is above ground, when it came down, it had, you can see the lag time from the P wave arrival to S wave arrival. Because it produced both S waves and P waves when it was blown up. But the towers, there's no S wave or P wave. Only surface wave, which is really peculiar. If you get a hammer and hit a rock, you know, it sort of rings like a tuning fork. By the time it gets to the, you know, you can tell how long it takes to get to the seismic station. But the towers had this weight much higher up than the Seattle Kingdom. So it should make, and if it's 30 times, 3 times 10, 30 times the potential energy. It's also, as you point out, heavier. So it should make at least the same impact, right? The South Tower made less of an impact, measured by the surface wave, and the North Tower the same. But the quality of the wave was very different. The Seattle Kingdom was much like the Midtown Manhattan earthquake, S wave, P wave, and surface wave. And the P wave arrives by the S wave. But the surface wave, it's a much lower frequency. That's, you can count, you know, like about 9 waves, you know, in the 8-second time period, approximately that many. It's a very low frequency wave. And that's just from the weight being lifted off the ground. So what's the difference here? Also, there was a gas storage facility on the New Jersey side, right across the Hudson from where the towers were located.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody made a mistake. I don't know if they're smoking a cigarette, and they overfilled the thing, and it caught on fire and exploded. That was a 3.0 on the Richter scale, which is greater than the towers or the Kingdom. It also made an S wave and a P wave. So it's not that something blows up above ground that keeps it from making S wave or P wave, because here we have controlled demolitions that make S waves and P waves, or an explosion above ground. So that wouldn't explain why the towers didn't make an S wave or P wave. Also, the impact, or whatever it was, when the building got the airplane-shaped hole, the North Tower got an airplane-shaped hole, and the South Tower got an airplane-shaped hole, those didn't make an S wave or P wave either. Only surface waves. And it damped out, you know, pretty quickly. But as we pointed out before, the ground only shook for 8 seconds during the time that the North Tower went away. But it takes much longer than that to drop something from the roof to have it hit the ground. So it could not have hit the ground. So that's proof in itself that the building did not slam to the ground but turned into dust in midair. Another proof of that we saw was with the bathtub being still intact. But it was still keeping out the Hudson River. It wasn't, you know, catastrophically damaged. And it would have been if you had 2 half-million-ton buildings slamming to the ground. So the only explanation for that you can think of is it didn't slam to the ground. It turned into dust in midair. So the seismic season, also going back to the Seattle Kingdom, and the ground shook for quite a while. It wasn't just, it had an S wave and a P wave and a surface wave, but also the ground shook for quite some time. There's a lot of people who think that the towers were brought down with controlled demolition because they heard an explosion. Well, hearing an explosion doesn't mean there's a bomb. You know, put an egg in your microwave and you'll find out. Yeah, you know, eggs blow up in microwaves. It doesn't mean it's a bomb in your microwave oven.
And it does, so and it does make a loud sound.
Right, and it makes a sound.
You bet.
But if the towers are coming apart, think of everything that's in there. If it's turning to dust, you have air tanks, pressure tanks, you have water tanks. You have to pump water up in stages. They pump it up to a holding tank. From there, they pump it up to another holding tank, and from there to another one. Because you can't pump water from the ground a quarter mile up. There's too much water head to pump. So, and also your tanks would siphon out immediately. So they pump it up into stages. And somebody I know who worked there said they usually pumped it at night. You hear, you know, water going up. But you have these pressure tanks, you know, water tanks, because you have a lot of water in there, pressure tanks, they're pressure vessels. If you start weakening the wall of a pressure vessel, it's going to get to a point where it can't hold in the pressure anymore. It's going to explode. It's going to rupture. So it's reasonable also, wherever you have a water tank, that it'd be rupturing. And you'd have water spraying out all over. And we did see that. I don't know if that is indeed what that was, but it could very well be. It wasn't a bomb kind of explosion. Those squirts that you see coming out of the building, and they don't go very far. It's like, it looks like water to me. But there's a lot of things that could be cutting loose. And there were, at ground level, firefighters, the only thing they could identify they knew was exploding was air tanks, like what the firefighters wear to breathe clean air when they're fighting fires in a smoked environment. They had extra air tanks on their fire trucks and in the ambulances and so forth, and several of the guys witnessed those exploding.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some bullets that were in a policeman's glove compartment of his car in the parking lot, and they just started exploding. I had read about that, and then I happened to have been watching a video on YouTube, and by golly, I heard them. it sounded like somebody shooting a gun. At first, that's what folks thought, but it was bullets in the glove compartment. That was in the toasted car park where those were. So we have various seismic signals that don't add up. And when you get to building 7, so many people say, oh, it was obviously controlled demolition because it looked like one. Well, you look like the murderer, so let's put you on death row because, you know, you must have done it because you look like. You need more evidence than just it looks like. It has to have a, you know, seismic wave. And Building 7 had almost no seismic impact whatsoever. It was 6 times the potential energy of the Seattle Kingdom. 6 times. But it made a 0.6 on the Richter scale, where the Seattle Kingdom made a 2.3. Remember, it's logarithmic. A 0.6 is, you know, like what a jackhammer might do, or I'm sure you've had these times, imagine you've heard an empty dump truck going down the road near you and kabumpity bumpity bump. Makes a racket. And you feel it. I used to live near a busy road. I swore I'd never live near one again because you wake up in the middle of the night, you feel the ground shaking.
Sure.
So if you have a 230,000 ton building, Building 7, slamming to the ground, it should be like raining dump trucks. It was essentially a non-seismic event. Folks did not hear anything. There's a video of a woman being interviewed, and the photographer has her in the view with Building 7 behind her. And in the middle of the interview, he building starts dropping. He goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Didn't hear anything.
Dr. Judy Wood, I know you've got a whole classroom scratching their head saying, wow, you're right. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new ePatch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Take my
when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we've learned several things so far in the last three broadcasts. We learned that there was not a lot of heat, but there was a lot of wind when the towers went away. We learned that the feeling that you have when you're standing on the street and a dump truck goes by, you can feel the ground shake. That did not happen, according to the witnesses, and according to the seismic events. That didn't happen. And we learned about round holes in windows of the nearby firehouse. And those round holes are on page 63 of Where Did the Towers Go? When you see these, what you'll see is holes like you've never seen in glass before. You've never seen glass break like this. You've never seen rounded holes. And I'm sure you've never seen a double pane window where the outer pane is smashed with rounded holes, but the inner pane is intact. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Dr. Judy Wood, please continue.
I'd like to read a quote by Michael Ober, an EMT, who was there. He said, "I don't remember the sound of the building hitting the ground. Someone told me that it was measured on the Richter scale. I don't know how true that is. If the building is hitting the ground that hard, how do I not remember the sound of it?" That's striking. Are you saying that about the towers?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You think of Building 7, that's like, 10,000 to 20,000 dump trucks, big dump trucks. And you don't hear or feel it. You know, this videotape of somebody being interviewed, of course, the sound pickup on the camera is working because you hear the interviewee talking. And right behind the interviewee, you see Building 7, and it starts heading to the ground. And the photographer or the interviewer holding the camera suddenly says, whoa. He's just shocked because this building's dropping, but you don't hear anything. Striking. So the buildings went away. And as we'll learn, Building 7, there was just an outer shell left by that point in the day. But kind of recapping on this, I've got some pictures in the book of standing, you know, from the very top of Towers 1 and 2, looking over down there, way down there at Building 7. And you look way down the street, there's three lanes of traffic between Building 7 and the post office. And after Building 7 went away, you can see that the debris didn't even fully cover the sidewalk going up to the post office. How on earth does that happen? 47-story building goes away, doesn't completely spill across the street. You know, it did, you know, cover it, some of the streets the other direction, but not that direction. It was quite amazing. And I've been there and, you know, looked at the side. If you're ever in Manhattan, go up to the side of the post office that was facing Building 7. You don't see huge pockmarks in it, or it doesn't look machine gun fired. Now, you know, at one point or another, I'm sure there's a pickup truck with a pole sticking out the back and they have backed into the building, but you might have a spot here or there, but it's not like a building across the street just exploded. Because if you have bombs going off in there, you should have window glass, all sorts of stuff shooting out and hitting adjacent buildings. And that did not happen. The building just, you know, dropped down and left this little heap. And the heap was not big enough to account for what had been there. It just was the outer facade, basically, that was left, and a bunch of dust and dirt. By the next day, he had a pile of mud there. Now, how did the building turn into mud? Then there's, you know, so there wasn't enough of a seismic impact for any of those three buildings to account for the mass of the building slamming to the ground.
Class, please share this broadcast with your friends and family. It's going to open a lot of eyes. And this is broadcast 103 of Where Did the Towers Go? It looks like we're going to get to broadcast 116 in order to finish this. We've had 101, 102. This was Where Did the Towers Go? 103. DrJudyWood.com. If you want to stop at USAPreparedness.com, you can click on the link. It'll take you right to our website. Dr. Judy Wood, thank you so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.